Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling AV bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at RanchChannel.com and BirchCreekAngus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is our go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
So Friday coming up is Tricks or Treat. So is it wrong to give something other than candy? Okay. So maybe if it would, because I know that's starting to be the trend that people are giving something away. Maybe it'd be a little toy or a little puzzle
something
like that versus candy that, you know, cavities and all that.
Yes, I have seen where people, especially with the allergies out there, you know, a lot of kids with peanut allergies, X, Y, or Z, there's different things they can't have.
Peanut allergies? We didn't have no peanut allergies when we were kids. Come on.
I know. But we do have to be aware of those today. But yes, I've seen where people get, you know, the big pack of these little tiny, like, coloring books.
And or like
a couple
little games,
crayons.
Puzzles, yeah, or something
puzzles,
like that.
Yes.
It made me really, really mad. I remember, obviously, because I'm scarred from it, bringing it up. But I remember tricks or treating when I was a wee one. And I don't know whose place we went up to, because I remember we would get a little container and it had a little traveling thing of toothpaste and a toothbrush. And I thought, this is dumb.
What did you trick or treat your dentist?
It must have been. They must have been maybe a dental hygienist or somebody. I'm assuming so, yes.
Okay, but I remember how about you? My folks would always make us go through the senior citizens' apartments.
I never got a chance to do that. I always wanted to do that.
As a kid, I was like, oh no, I don't want all those Werther Originals, old people candy.
But aren't you glad though now, looking back, that you got the opportunity to do that?
I encourage everyone.
Even if it was like getting brownies or something like that.